Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Shut up, Jess. All right.
Hello, good evening, wherever you are. Maybe it's morning, maybe it's afternoon. My name is Dave Warnocky, and you're listening to the Do Go On podcast. I'm one of the people that will be talking to you for the next little bit, and I'm going to be joined by...
Oh, you're going to be talking.
I'm not just the voiceover man.
Okay, great.
Even though that would be a cool job.
A voiceover man on a podcast? Yeah, cool job, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. I've got six-figure paychecks coming in weekly. Matt, hello. Matt Stewart, I was trying to say hello to you.
Hi, I'm also, just for the listener, I'm also going to be one of the people talking.
But not just the intro?
No, in general, sure, but also on this podcast.
Great, and there's going to be a third voice. I don't want to freak people out. I know some people only like... duos, but we are a trio.
We are a trio, and I am Jess Perkins. I am the back announcer.
Cool.
I will back announce all the songs.
You're also the backup dancer.
We have songs on this podcast, right?
And dancers.
Yeah, we do. We edit them out, but we'll keep the back announcing in this time, if you like.
Yeah, if you wouldn't mind. You can edit out the songs, but...
You can back announce our Indian curry.
Edit out the songs, it's just you. That was the Bee Gees.
Yeah, that was the joke I was going to play through the whole podcast, and now you've kind of ruined it, so thanks, Dave.
No, I'll edit that out. Future Matt, edit out Dave fucking up Jess's sweet joke again.
That was the Bee Gees. That's quite funny. Thank you. You'll have to edit that out too, but for you too. The trio. Anyway, I guess we'll just start talking again here. How are you, back announcer and, well, I guess, front announcer?
Front announcer, yeah.
Back to front. Together we are a whole announcer.
We're one announcer.
Yeah. We're a package deal.
I'd call you a mid-announcer, Dave.
Just a mid. It's full of mids.
You're a little mid. I'm well. I'm very well.
You're a little mid.
#little mid. There we go. First hashtag out of the gates.
Thank you very much. You are well, Jess.
I am well, thank you. And you?
I am... A mid.
You're hungry. You're waiting for our Indian food to arrive.
I cannot wait. Kofta. Have you had one of those, listener? I hadn't before a couple of months ago, and now it's changed my life. So,
wow.
That's a little tip. Matt?
Yeah, I've had kofta before.
We were going to be sharing it.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. God, we paint such an adorable image to our listeners.
I know.
Like, we're all hanging out, sharing some Indian food. Oh, exotic. I'm really hyped up. I'm sorry. I had sugar in the car on the way.
Oh, great. What kind of sugar?
I had a donut and then I remembered there were cool mints in my center console. Nighttime doughy.
All right. That is... Oh, now I want... Is it too late to change?
From a kofta to a doughy.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yep.
Man. Imagine if you could get donuts delivered, though. Imagine if you could just get anything delivered. God, I'd be obese. No, really, I
want to tell you about some new developments in delivery.
There definitely is some people that will deliver anything.
Anything?
Yeah.
Anything?
Yeah.
Anything, though.
Anything.
But, like, okay, they've got to be able to get it, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
So, it would be difficult to get donuts sometimes.
No.
Because
I had to go to 7-Eleven with Krispy Kreme.
Yes, but, Matt... This is revealing too much about how bad I was feeling tonight. I went to one 7-Eleven to get donuts. I didn't have any. I went to a different 7-Eleven.
Oh, no.
I should have taken it as a sign to not get a donut,
yeah.
But I went to a different 7-Eleven because I was so desperate.
But the thing is, Jess, you jogged there with those arm band weight things. So you definitely
And I was carrying a large man.
And carrying a large man.
And towing a truck.
One large man, equivalent of two Dave Warnickies.
That's right.
Maybe three, actually.
Yeah, probably three would be a large man.
I ordered a side of one large man from this Indian restaurant, so looking forward to that.
The side of one large man?
Yeah.
Interesting. Oh, delicious.
It's the best part.
Anyway, enough about food.
Enough about that. It's time to do a goddamn report, and that is you this week, Matt, reporting on something to Jess and I.
Yes.
Is it food-based?
That was The Shins with new slang. You're on Do Go On Pod. Do Go On Pod. That was a like a jingle button I pressed.
Okay.
All right.
That's contagious, right. That commercial radio voice.
Do Go On Pod.
Did you just combine the word commercial and professional?
I think so, yes.
Commercial radio.
Commercial. You're on commercial radio. Question is, what was the most visited website in the United States in June 2006, surpassing even Google?
June 2006.
That feels specific, but...
I feel like...
I think that maybe...
Pornhub.
It was not Pornhub.
Was it... MySpace was having a great time?
It was MySpace.
Oh!
Really?
Yeah, you're in my top eight friends today, Dave.
Oh my goodness.
Is Jess.
Threw MySpace out there. My backup guess is going to be YouTube because I knew that was taking off about the same time. But MySpace was the number one ranked...
Yeah, number one with a bullet.
Is this according to the Alexa rankings?
Not the Alexa, is according to Com something.
ComSec.
Tom Petrovsky. No, that wouldn't be right. I'm just saying words that I remember.
Wow.
Fair enough.
This one comes in from Twitter user and listener Hayden Bevis.
Cool. All right. For a second, I was thinking of the movie... But that was about Facebook.
The social network.
Right. I was about to say, and you know what? It's great when I say, I was about to say this dumb thing, and I'm going to tell you exactly that dumb thing I was about to say.
You know how sometimes rival movie production companies have similar things, like two Steve Jobs movies, or there's like
ants and bugs.
I was thinking that someone rolled the dice on the MySpace movie and just lost heavily, and we just haven't heard of it.
I'd watch it. Well, you, in this one...
Tom. What happened to Tom?
You'd have... someone playing Justin Timberlake rather than Justin Timberlake playing someone.
Very good.
Oh, sizzle. Hello.
That's pretty cool. Okay. Would they get Sean Parker, who he played in The Social Network, to play him in the MySpace movie?
That's too much.
No, too much, Dave. Too much, Stand Dave. Down.
Sorry.
Stand down, Dave.
Why is he standing on his chair?
Get off your chair, mate.
No,
somebody's had sugar.
I'm going to stand on two chairs for balance. If nothing else.
Okay, here is my report on MySpace.
So we did all have MySpace. Just want to establish that.
Oh, yeah, big
You were
time.
Big yes, on MySpace? Okay, we were all familiar with the platform. But I don't know the history at all and why that became the first big one. Or maybe it even wasn't. Matt, over to you.
So
if only there was a way we could find out.
Well, I guess we'll have to go to bed.
No.
All right, not everybody.
No. Oh, yeah, we live here now as well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We all share a really big bed.
But mine's a bunk bed. I'm slightly higher than all of you.
All right, mate.
Yeah, he really got angry when we said he couldn't have the top bunk, and we gave in.
We always do.
We created quite a scene.
In our bedroom.
And I was trying to rest.
Yeah. Jess has got homework to do, Dave. In August 2003, so it was only, you know, not that many years before they went huge, a group of employees at the company eUniverse, which later became Intermix Media, had accounts on the social media site Friendster. Have you heard of Friendster?
It vaguely rings a bell, but I don't remember it at all.
That was, I guess, it's... I mean, if you're going to talk about what the first big one was, I mean, Friendster was pretty big, but wasn't as big as MySpace became. Yeah, there was quite a group of them from eUniverse or on Friendster, and they really liked some elements of it, like some of the social elements of it. And
rather than the media elements.
Yeah, they hated it. They thought the media was no good.
But the social... Ooh. If only there was a way we could interact... in person, the way we do on social media. Anyway.
Anyway, back to my computer.
So they decided to take the elements that they liked and create their own social networking site.
Mm-hmm.
And they had it ready to go within 10 days.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Mad dogs.
I was going to say, a few people or quite a few people.
Well, there was a couple of key...
Sorry, Dave. What's the distinction there? Like, where do you draw the line from a few to quite a few? What's the number?
I would say a few is like 3 or 4.
Uh-huh.
Quite a few. You're talking 17 plus.
Okay. What about that gap in between?
Doesn't exist. It's one or the other. Everyone
it's
knows that.
3 or 4.
Clearly, you've never...
I like it's only 3 or 4 or 17.
Plus. You've never started a startup, have you?
I've not.
I am the entrepreneur here. Yeah.
That's true. That's true.
I started 18 social networks, which is quite a few.
Yeah,
that is quite a few.
And none of them have done well. Maybe you had too many or too few people. Maybe you needed 8 people.
Yeah.
Impossible.
That's compromised,
Dave. Okay, here we go. Hang on, Matt. What if Matt had... a small startup of 4 people.
Yeah.
I also had a small startup of 4 people, and then we joined them.
You're going to jail for tax fraud.
Wow.
Yeah, okay. It is illegal in every country.
Well, okay. We definitely didn't do that then.
No, we definitely didn't do that.
Phew.
The key players in the project were Brad Greenspan. He was the founder of eUniverse.
That is a great name.
There was also Chris DeWolf, who became MySpace's first CEO. And a guy called Tom Anderson.
Oh,
Tom!
Who was the first president and also everyone's first default friend. MySpace Tom.
Tom from MySpace.
I wonder what he's up to. And you know what? His photo wasn't even that good.
No, it's that weird sort of over the shoulder.
Yeah, it's
the
not a good photo.
The white t-shirt.
You should look.
But he also never updated it.
He's about 45 now and quite a handsome man.
Hello, looking him up.
Is he?
I love a silver fox.
Yeah.
I like an older man.
And he now travels the world.
Do you reckon he has a Facebook account? That'd be funny.
I think he does. I think yeah, it's he called does, Tom yeah. from MySpace.
And
is that
it's,
what it's
called? It's quite popular. It's got quite a few followers.
Awesome.
But he just goes around the world now.
He's taking not photos.
Oh, isn't he? Oh, I saw a
good Matt
photo.
Has different tastes to Jess. We're discovering that live.
Ew, he looks like he's in a boy band.
Let me see him.
He looks like Pete Wentz.
I'll be the judge here. One likes him, one doesn't like him.
Wait, isn't Pete Wentz...
Oh, yeah, Pete Wentz is better than Tom Anderson.
He looks like he could be alright, but he's wearing some sort of wig that's been super
glued
to
his
head.
Yeah, his hair's no good.
I think that photo's out of date. He doesn't look 45 there.
He needs to be more of a silver fox. I love that if you Google image him live, ladies and gentlemen, you can join in on the fun. About the 15th image down is Bill Gates, so...
Not bad, not bad.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
All right,
so,
I stand corrected.
So the top three,
he's dog ugly. No wonder he had that shitty photo. No, he didn't want people getting in too close with his ugly face.
So we've got Brad Greenspan, Chris DeWolf.
Yeah.
Future Prez.
Which is,
CEO and...
translates to Chris the Wolf.
Oh.
I believe. I'm speculating there.
DeWolf, you say?
I'm DeWolf. That's what he used to say when he came into the office.
As soon as they felt, they were like, he's got to be the CEO.
Yeah.
Yeah, this guy, he's got the wolf power.
Yeah, and he called his employees the wolf pack.
And then he made them all howl.
Yeah.
Oh.
That was when things started to unravel.
Yeah.
For MySpace. Initially, MySpace users were just eUniverse employees.
And is that's quite a few, I imagine.
Yeah, that was quite a big... company, and they held in-house competitions to see who could sign up the most users, knowing that the site's success hinged on having high uptake.
Oh.
Wow, that sounds like they're working for free.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
They convince you, hey guys, it's a really fun game if you promote something that's going to make
give
me
you a chocolate.
Several $100 million.
Yeah.
eUniverse had the advantage of 20 million users and email subscribers, which helped give MySpace a sweet jump start.
Yeah, damn.
It's heaps.
It would have been nice to have that when we started this podcast.
Yeah, if we could have just had 20 million listeners to start, it would have saved us the last 30 weeks of work.
And now we'd be up to 50 million instead of only 30 million listeners.
Yeah. Imagine. I mean, that 20 could have even, maybe you could extrapolate from that to more than just
so
20 million.
100 million we'd have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's, well, yeah.
Easily. Oh, well.
But
and that's on the bad episodes.
Not to be.
Which ones are the bad ones?
Well.
This one.
No, I'm very actually.
Why were you looking at this episode when you said that, Dave?
I panicked.
Get down from your bunk bed.
I like it up here. I love that I'm standing on a chair and on a bunk bed in this episode.
Yeah, we've got really high ceilings.
We do, yeah. Anyway, at first they didn't know what to name the site until a friend of DeWolf reminded him that he had a year earlier bought the URL myspace.com, which he was going to use as a web hosting company or like a data storage company or something like that.
Oh, wow. So they just said, DeWolf, remember you bought
that? Remember you got this thing?
That's cool.
Well, that works. That'll work for this. And to me, it's like by far the best name for one of these.
Better than Facebook.
Facebook's like the... what is that?
What does that mean?
So, it just sounds like an idiot thought of it. It sounds...
It's very basic,
Facebook.
Isn't it?
So dumb.
You know what? I've just accepted it as a word, but now that I think about it... Facebook. Facebook.
There's a
Facebook. We're all saying it.
Facebook. 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 Facebook.
MySpace.
Facebook. Ooh.
It's got a ring.
Yeah, but it seems that it makes sense as well. It's like, this is MySpace.
This is MySpace.
Keep some of my stuff, like my faces and my books.
Uh-huh.
Oh, hang on.
Subcategories.
The popularity of MySpace grew really quickly, especially amongst teens and young adults. And in 2004, speaking of our man Zuckerberg and his Facebook, did he come up with it?
I don't know.
Maybe he can type away some code, but naming things, I don't think so. He's got a dog, right? And he's called his dog Stick Dog.
He also has a child. What did he name his child?
Yeah, man, you know, you just read his biography. What's his child called?
His child's called Cumflower.
Yeah. I love the idea that
first
thing he says is what it names it. They're like, oh, you know, we could rename it. Nah, my rule is, first thing I say, that's what it's called.
Stick Dog.
Stick Dog.
Cumflower. Cumflower's quite pretty. Quite pretty for a girl.
His wife is so annoyed. Oh, no.
But rich, so she's okay with it. Oh. Jeez, I made a little judgment on a person I don't know very quickly there.
Okay.
I know what.
I named a child Cumflower. I think you're okay.
I'm just basing it on myself. If my partner was a multi-billionaire, I'd be happy for them to call our child Cumflower or whatever the fuck they like. Sure. Am I getting billions of dollars? Am I going to work tomorrow? Call it my kid, whatever the fuck you like. Call it fuckhead if you like.
That's the deal.
I'm cool with it. That's the deal. Do I go to work tomorrow? No? All right, fuckhead, you come with me. Time for school, fuckhead.
It's growing on me.
You know what? I didn't think I wanted kids, but time for school, fuckhead, is probably one of my favourite sentences ever. Brush your teeth, fuckhead.
All right, mate.
Fuckhead.
Come on.
Oh, fuckhead.
Never get this from Stick Dog.
Stick Dog. Oh, Stick Dog is an idiot.
Cumflower, go feed Stick Dog. Dad, don't call me that. You know I'm called Sandal Man.
Come Lord. In 2004, a year after the founding of MySpace, Mark Zuckerberg founded his own social media platform
called Space My.
That would definitely exist, wouldn't it? Someone would have registered that when it was really popular.
Definitely.
SpaceMy.com.
Or MySpace, but spelt with an I. Miss Space.
Miss Space, you are.
Miss Space.
Miss Space is space.
Okay, well, that got racist.
All right.
That was my impression of an Englishman. I'm just not very good at impressions. We've established that on the show.
Do you, Sean Connery?
MySpace.com.
That's not bad. I think you've improved on that.
Yeah.
I've been practicing.
It was actually called Facebook.
Oh, I've heard of it. A year later.
Yeah, a year later. And about a year after Facebook began, DeWolf held talks with Zuckerberg. I normally say Zuckerberg, but Zuckerberg feels nicer.
Okay.
What's the real way?
I don't know.
Fairly sure it's Zucker.
All right. So he held talks with Zuckerberg about buying Facebook.
Just ignore it, yep.
But DeWolf...
DeWolf was going to buy him out.
Yeah, they chatted. They chatted about it, but DeWolf balked at Zuckerberg's $75 million asking price.
That's amazing. That is amazing.
It's amazing that he's that confident.
Wasn't he? He was very young, wasn't he?
Yeah, like 20 years old at this time.
Zuckerberg, yeah.
And how old were the other guys? The MySpace dudes? Were they quite young as well? Or were they
older? So DeWolf is now in his 50s.
Okay.
So what's this? So yeah, he was a fair bit older. He would have been early 40s.
Yeah, sure. I just find that really interesting because I was hoping they were also young, and then I could imagine like young people trying to hold a business meeting. I find that very funny. Well, like if somebody was like, Jess, you and I need to have a business chat, I'd like, do I wear a tie? I don't know business.
I've seen you play business people, Jess, very convincingly.
I look like a child at a wedding. What's like that? I look like a baby in a tuxedo.
I would pay to
Let's
see
talk numbers.
You look someone in the eyes and seriously ask for $75 million.
Yeah, imagine.
I want $75 million. I would just laugh. I would laugh. It's
It would have been an obscene amount at the time, but...
But now it's an incredible...
Incredible
it
steal, but I wouldn't have become...
MySpace, we're going to just take it and be like, shut you down, we're cool.
He had he was so aware of how big it was going to be?
I guess he just was aware of all competitors around. Oh, Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I think he was a pretty confident, probably remains that way. And it turns out...
I mean, he was right.
Yeah, so... Wow. What's the difference between arrogance and confidence? If you can back it up, it's confidence. Is that right?
I don't know.
I think the difference between arrogance and confidence, someone once explained to me and I agreed, was that you like confident people.
Right.
It's the same thing, just arrogant people, you just don't like it.
Yeah, it's something about attitude.
Anyway, so yeah, Facebook, I don't know what ended up of them, but he didn't buy it. Probably just fizzled out.
No deal.
I
would definitely be bringing the no deal from Deal or No Deal to my business meetings.
Yeah, don't you have to?
Yeah.
I assume so. Business, no deal.
No deal.
You drink a lot of lattes?
Hold up the arms. Big
talk
cross.
About revenue?
Yeah.
Capital gains?
Yep.
I'd
often be asking if we could talk numbers.
Let's talk numbers.
Yeah.
Oh,
very good. You just keep saying that. It's like,
shit, that's great. I didn't think of that one. That's a good one.
Hi, guys. I'm just. Do you want any coffees to start? Let's talk numbers. One. Coffee.
Three sugars.
For me. Three sugars in 2 or 3 minutes' time.
Yep.
To this table, number 16.
And I want to double cup it, please, because I've got very...
Delicate hands.
In July 2005, so MySpace is going quite well, and in July 2005, they've attracted... News Corp, who get keen. They want to buy it, and they
are they would you say hashtag keen for peen?
Yeah, they're keen for mypeen.com, which they couldn't get, but they settled for MySpace, and they purchased it for $580 million US.
Wow! And what year is this? 2005.
2005.
$580 million.
Yeah.
And just what, a year or two before, he'd asked for 75.
No, that's Facebook asked for that. This is
MySpace.
MySpace.
You just can't tell the difference between the words.
No,
you?
I know, I wasn't listening.
So that's News Corp.
News Corp. So
Rupert Murdoch's big media empire.
But MySpace is $580 million.
$580 million. And their plan was, they were thinking they were going to be able to drive, use it for advertising, get the kids, and then advertise all their evil products, Fox and all that stuff.
So, and are Brad, Chris, and Tom still involved after that? Or have they just sold and gone, thank you very much?
They decided, at least, I'm not sure about Brad, but Tom and the Wolfman both stayed on in their roles.
Oh, okay, cool. So that's very cool.
Yeah. So they got cash. They both became multimillionaires. Because it wasn't entirely their thing to sell.
Yeah, sure.
Because it was still an e-universe product, but they'd bought equity in it.
And do they have like big investors when they were starting out as well? You know, most of these people, it's like...
Yeah, angel investors or something.
Yeah, like, oh... Early on, I'll give you, you know, $10 million as like seed capital, I believe they call it, to start
seed.
Up. And then
you guys have so many
seed.
Good business terms.
Let's talk numbers.
Fuck, that's great.
How many seeds?
In exchange for, like, I'll give you that much money, but like when you get big, I want 10% of everything. That kind of thing.
Wow. Imagine checking your bank balance and you're a multimillionaire.
I've thought about that.
What's the first thing you do? And not like.
Just look at the number.
Not
it
a
would
mistake.
Just be insane. I once heard, and I don't know if this is true at all, but it's a great story, so let's say it anyway, that when Oasis, because they became, the English band got
sold they became an English band.
They became an English band.
Wow.
Which was, some would say, a stroke of master stroke, if you will. No, when they sold lots and...
I won't.
They became huge straight away. They became the biggest band in all of the UK and then were for a long time. But straight away, but then it took a while for the money to trickle through. And then one day, one of the main Gallagher brothers checks their bank account and it's like £4 million is suddenly in there.
What?
Like, and they've grown up very working class yeah. all their lives. And suddenly it's like, oh, fuck.
That is remarkable.
For me, it's just bags of cocaine. That's what I'd be doing. Bags and bags.
You're doing bags.
Bags and bags of cocaine. If I'm Noel Gallagher,
by the
I imagine
bag.
That's probably what he...
Coke by the bag.
By the bag. One bag, please. Backpack.
I...
Yeah, mate, you're still at the bank. 60. One bag of Coke, please.
sure, if you're going to ask somewhere for Coke, I reckon a bank is a pretty good spot.
You've just made me announce your bank balance at the entire bank. Was that not enough? Can you please just leave? One bag of Coke and I'll leave.
All right. We'll go to the manager's office.
All right, come on.
There's got to be some Coke there.
But tell me how many millions in pounds that is. Oh, for fuck's sake.
I'll have 1 million pounds of cocaine. Now, I reckon what I'd actually do would be book a flight somewhere and just fucking go.
My mum always says if they win the lottery... Like, let's say they win, like, 75 mil. She always uses 75. I just want 1 million.
She could have bought a million MySpace in 2004.
She could have. But mum's always like, if you ever get a text message from me that's like, meet at the airport in an hour, we've won the lottery. Like, she's just going to message my brother, his wife, me, come on, at the airport, and then we're all going on a holiday for like a couple of weeks, and then we figure it out when we get back.
That's awesome.
I love that.
I love it, too. Can you deal
yeah,
me in?
Yeah, you can.
If I ever send you a message, conversely, saying meet me at the airport in 1 hour, assume that something horrible has happened.
Likewise.
Yeah, I need to get out quick.
Yeah, and for some reason we have to go with
you. Yeah, that's right. Please bring bags of cash.
Burn and Coke. You bring the cash. Yeah. No. Okay, Dave brings the tapes. Matt, cash. Jess, Coke.
Okay, right.
They're not going to ask me at the airport for security. Look how adorable I am.
We're flying to South America.
okay, so yeah, now Rupert owns MySpace.
Rupert.
This cool online
Rupert sounds
company
like a cool name.
Bought out by...
By one of the most evil, very old.
Stiff-coloured.
We talk about Rupert Withers, my old neighbour.
Yes. Yeah, oh, you didn't realise he was involved in
I
all
didn't.
This.
I didn't. You know what? He was very humble. You'd never know. He's still out there watering his garden on Saturday morning. Morning, Jess. Good luck at basketball. He's a really nice guy. He'd always ask how basketball went. And then he'd throw me a bag of cocaine.
He does sound like a nice guy. Yeah. Down to earth.
He's cool, yeah.
He secretly owned MySpace that whole time.
Grounded. Very grounded.
On August the 9th, 2006, in the Netherlands, the 100 millionth account was created on MySpace.
So Rupert's bought in, but it's still getting bigger.
It's still blowing up. He jumped on at a pretty good time.
Yeah, wow. So 100 million people in 2006.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, any time before he got on would have been a better time. But when he got on was before it really peaked.
And say in 2006, would you guys have been on by then?
I reckon it was probably 2007.
Yeah.
2006, we were in year 10.
Yeah, I think 2007 I probably signed up.
Yeah,
so
probably about, yeah,
Rupert, I had no idea that I was on Rupert's network that whole time.
I signed up to Facebook in 06 and I was already on MySpace. So I think I was maybe on MySpace.
Wait, you have Facebook on 06? I was in Facebook on about, I think, end of 07 or 08. Maybe 07 actually, yeah, shit. So maybe 2006 was MySpace.
Yeah, I think because I was definitely MySpace first.
Actually, no, you're right. Definitely was MySpace in 2006.
Mm.
Because that's when I met some of my my current friends, and I met them through MySpace.
Top 8.
Oh, we're going to hear more about that. I'd like to hear
yeah,
you
that's
people
interesting.
Through MySpace. But,
that's cool.
So
that was kind of the point of MySpace in a lot of ways, I think, connecting people with similar interests and stuff. Google, did you know Google had also tried to start their own social media network in 2004?
Early on. No, what was it called?
Can we guess?
Is it bad?
Oh, you will not guess.
It's not called like Google Friend or
it's
something.
It's not a pretty name, but... It's called Orkut. O-R-K-U-T.
I was close.
O-R-K-U-T.
Yeah.
I find it very funny that right now we think that, to me that sounds so bad, but if that had taken off and Facebook hadn't, I'd be like, oh yeah, Orkut. Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah,
yeah,
I'll Orkut
you later. Just message
me
on Orkut, yeah.
Yeah, Orkut.
It was named after the Google employee who created it, whose name was Orkut Biocoton.
Orkut.
With three umlauts, no less. I can never say umlaut. Umlaut?
Umlaut.
Umlaut. Three umlauts in his surname. What a mad dog.
So many umlauts.
Despite being very popular in Brazil, Orkut proved to be
Like a Portuguese name? Is that why they're all, because they know what it means? They're like, yeah, cool, Orkut. And we're all like, what is that?
Yeah, it means good time. Good time.
Yeah, like maybe it means hang out in Portuguese. Means hang out in Portuguese or something.
Means hang out. If
no,
only
it
someone
doesn't mean that. It's just the guy's name.
And yeah, his name is Hangout Umlaut.
But that's what you think would equal success for a website?
Yeah, hangout.com.
If only someone had thought of hangout.com.
That's why we're not internet tycoons. Hangout.com has to be a thing, right?
What about Fun Hangout?
I'm on it.
Oh, now I'm interested.
Okay, which one am I Googling first?
Look up hangout.com for me.
Hangout.
Hey, I'm about to mention pedophilia. Can you get onto that later?
Do you want me to Google pedophilia?
No, please.
Hangout.com is definitely a thing.
Is it for pedophiles?
It's for nearby nightclubs and bars. That's fine.
That makes sense. All right, Matt, so please go on with your...
No, one more fun hangout. There's going to be a penis on this one. Access denied. Interesting.
What does that mean?
I don't know. It doesn't exist.
Mm. Been blocked by the FBI.
All right, Matt, do go on.
So, despite being really popular in Brazil, Orkut proved to be a failure for Google. Eventually, they dissolved it in 2014, but not before quite a bit of controversy. At one point, 90% of pedophilia complaints in Brazil came from Google's Orkut.
Oh my God, 90%?
Yeah, so there's just like a lot of, like, grooming, I guess.
Oh,
that is awful.
90%.
That would really hurt Orkut, the real one, the umlaut. Orkut umlaut.
Oh, imagine creating something
like that.
Your
name, and then it becomes like a bloody pedophile hangout.
Well, don't name it after yourself, to be fair. Oh, there she goes. She turns.
Yeah.
Nah, good job. Everybody, good job.
Due to Google's failure with their own social media network, they led the Open Social Alliance, which was made to promote a common set of standards for software developers to write programs for social networks.
We have a shit one, now make it like ours.
Here are our common set of standards for pedophilia.
Number two, name it after the creator, Dave. Everyone, just Dave.
Hi, welcome to Dave.
Just Dave me.
Dave you, baby.
Ooh.
In November 2007, MySpace and Bebo signed up for this alliance, joining existing members Friendster, Hi5, LinkedIn, Plaxo, Ning, and Six Apart.
LinkedIn's been around that long?
What is
Six
Apart?
Yeah, LinkedIn's oldish. Six Apart was from even before Friendster, and I didn't look into it, but I imagine it would be something based on the 6 degrees of separation.
Oh,
okay,
that
makes
sense.
Yeah,
well, that's very clever, Matt.
That was my guess.
That's a good guess.
Facebook remained independent. They didn't join up.
Facebook are like the bad boys of social media.
Yeah, they don't.
Kind of MySpace were as. MySpace was sort of seen as being a bit. It was part of their undoing, was that they were seen as being a bit of an. Ended up being seen as a bit of an unsavory place. By late 2007, MySpace was the leading social networking site and consistently beat out Facebook in traffic.
Hmm.
Yeah, and then Facebook, as it started, when it started out, it was just for uni students. So it didn't really make a dent in MySpace's popularity.
I remember thinking Facebook was super boring when I first got it because I still had a MySpace, but MySpace was kind of on its way out. But with MySpace, because you could customize it a lot.
Yeah, that's right.
And you could have like a song that played, so then like you'd choose a song that reflected that made you look cool, really.
How you were feeling that
song,
time.
You could have a background.
Yeah. I always had
your
like
mood.
I liked a black and white cityscape background.
Good.
And then I'd have like my about me would be like, "Oh, I'm so artistic." If I met 18-year-old me now, I would punch that bitch in the face.
Oh, that's feels.
That's really unfair. She's
full on.
She means well.
I just remember the first time I used to have like your profile, and then it would say last login, and it would say when you last logged in,
yeah.
Like when that person had last logged in. Man, I'd love to go on mine now and see when the last login was.
Yeah, but then it's kind of like when you're on Facebook Messenger now, and you can see when they were active 54
right.
minutes ago, or if they've seen your message or not, and then you're like, why haven't they replied? You were active 4 hours ago, but I messaged you 5 hours ago. You've seen my message. Why haven't you replied to me?
Get back to me, MySpace Tom.
Do you not like me? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I've been weird by sending you a message and you haven't replied. Oh, my God. You think I'm weird? Oh, they replied. Okay, everything's fine.
We've all been there.
I'm there every day.
Oh, they've replied. What have they said? Oh, leave me alone, Jess. Oh, okay.
Okay, every day.
Every day.
God, it's almost like they're copying and pasting that response these days. Weird.
Now it just says, thank you for contacting.
Do you think the way it was so customizable?
Mm-hmm.
Is like it made it kind of look a bit messy?
Definitely.
And maybe that was...
Yeah, but I think that at the time, 10 years ago, Jesus. Stuff didn't look... Obviously, every 10 years... every 10 years, technology looks slicker. So you look back 10 years and you're like, oh, like you, if you watch any sporting game from the year 2000...
A sporting game?
Like, I was just going to say, if you see like a classic AFL or cricket match or something, it's in standard definition. It looks terrible. The graphics that come over the top saying the score look bad. But whatever you're used to now in 10 years will look that same way. Yeah, and I think that... Maybe MySpace didn't keep up with the slickness that Facebook and stuff started having.
Yeah, and I think it was also an age thing because it was really fun at the time. I used to spend hours picking a new background.
Yeah,
and you'd find the websites where you could download the background. You copy the link into your... And it was so complicated. Do you remember that? You had to copy the link into your body.
There's coding. Yeah.
Really? I don't remember that. That's cool.
You had to copy the coding into your...
#BBB. And it's that's one line of black or something like that.
You're right. And that's how you... Yeah. And if you wanted to put in something in your bio that was bold or bigger, or you had to do that yourself.
There wasn't didn't just highlight and hit bold. Yeah, you had to actually...
That's right. I really just remember that then.
Put stuff either side, which is fun, but now... I'm 25. I don't have time for that. That sounds boring now.
I'm 25. I don't have time to bold shit.
Yeah. Look, that's what he's holding his briefcase. And he's...
This is a business meeting, is it not?
Let's talk numbers. That was Let's Talk Numbers by The Clash.
Wow.
I've never heard that really, Clash song.
They got corporate, didn't they? Their later years.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
This podcast is brought to you by Squarespace, the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Whether it's your first ever website or your business is expanding, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website and engage with your audience.
Jess, before jumping, Dave, can you say entrepreneurs again? It sounded so good.
Entrepreneurs.
Oh my God.
God, he's good.
Jeez.
If it feels a bit overwhelming to start your own website, don't worry. You can get help with written content on your website with Squarespace AI. Generating instant, personalized results that know and show your brand identity. You explain what your site's about, you choose your tone, you enter what you need, and you get short and long form text. How cool is that?
Oh my God, can Squarespace just do my life?
It would be good if it could do my taxes.
Hey, you can easily manage your clients and invoices. Two things that I definitely have, from vetting leads to receiving payment via invoices in one streamlined and customizable workflow.
Sorry, Matt, can you pronounce streamlined for me again?
Streamlined.
Beautiful.
Was that closer?
Yeah, in that it was the word.
Okay.
And not streamlined. You can also sell exclusive content on your site by adding a paywall to sell membership or courses, or you can sell files that your customers can download, like PDFs, music, ebooks.
Right, Jess, can I just get you to say the word courses again?
Courses.
Nailed it. Head to squarespace.com/dogoon for a free trial and to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. That's squarespace.com/dogoon.
Oh my God.
You're on Do Go On. Hey, Matt. Do go on.
Thank you, Jess.
Today.
At its peak in 2007, MySpace was valued at $12 billion.
With a B.
With a B.
$12 billion.
What year was that, sorry?
2007.
Dude, wow.
Pay attention.
So we've reached the peak.
And they've bought, so Rupert's bought in 2005 for $500 million, and now it's worth 12.
Yeah. So that would, if he was playing Beat the Bomb on one of those commercial radio stations.
Oh, yeah, you want to pull out now.
Now would be a good time. He did not pull out now.
Oh, dear.
That's how you get a cum flower.
Jessica. Do you think Rupert still created a cum flower?
Yep.
I mean, we're talking 10 years ago, so maybe.
Yeah, when he was only 90.
When he was only 102. Alexa, who you mentioned before, which I hadn't heard of before. So how do you know about Alexa?
They just rank the websites on how popular they are, like the top 1,000, I think it is.
Yeah.
Like Google, usually in most countries, some countries not, but it's the number one Alexa ranked, which means it's just the most visited that month.
Right. Well, according to Alexa, on April 19th, 2008, Facebook overtook MySpace in their rankings. And since then, MySpace has pretty much continually lost ground.
And they never got that spot. It wasn't like jostling. It was like, no, we're now. We're number one.
There was no jostle. And you look at the graphs and Facebook is just like climbing a mountain and MySpace is sort of just...
Plateauing.
Plateauing. Well, like a negative... What would you call a negative plateau? An oxymoron, but what else would you call it? You know, that sort of, just a long, slow decline.
My career. No, everything's going great, guys.
A former MySpace executive suggested that a $900 million three-year advertising deal with Google was a key mistake.
Oh, so I don't know. What's that deal?
So that deal was that they would display ads on MySpace, actually more ads than they already were, and it was already a little bit overcrowded. I don't really remember the ads. Do you guys remember ads?
On MySpace.
Maybe on the homepage when you log in, but that's about it.
Yeah, you're right. But I don't really remember them being on the actual pages themselves.
Apparently they just made it quite an overcrowded space. Maybe it was after we'd all jumped off. I think I'd already switched over.
I do vaguely remember, yeah. But...
So one of the effects of this extra advertising was that it made the site a lot slower and more difficult to use. Mm. So, DeWolf, our man DeWolf, has...
DeWolf! Oh!
He has since said that the site was monetized without considering user experience, and this was driven by the parent company's sales team. Rupert's boys. Yeah, they were just pushing it.
They're all about that going, sweet, sweet cash.
Let's monetize it. Forget like why we have this product in the first place. Is it because it was something that people like to use?
And DeWolf, is he still CEO though?
At that stage he was, yes.
Yeah.
So he was trying as hard as he could to stop it, but you know, Rupert's a big, powerful man. Or whatever. Another issue was that MySpace made all their apps in-house. At the same time, Facebook was allowing outside developers, which I guess probably isn't necessarily a problem, but...
Oh, it's like handmade apps.
Handmade.
You know, like, that's nice.
DeWolf is still
I think people appreciate
everything.
That.
Not DeWolf himself,
now.
But his people. Like, they had, you know, quite...
No. Him himself.
They had... few thousand employees.
Yeah, imagine that at the peak they had.
But
the problem
was that they tried to do too many things and they didn't. Their quality control wasn't so good.
Like my career. I could hear your insides.
That was
just
like the inside of your face. I could hear. Something like that. Can't wait to hear that back.
You know,
on the tape.
Like you're allowed to laugh. It's like you were stifling a laugh.
I will not laugh.
Never. You will not break me with your jokes about your career.
Their former MySpace's... That's a weird way to say it,
MySpace's?
Right? MySpace's former head of marketing and content, his name is Sean Gold, he said that, this is a quote, "We went with a lot of products that were shallow and not the best products in the world." And these included instant messaging, classifieds, a video player, a music player, a virtual karaoke machine, which apparently Tom and DeWolf used to just spend all their nights on just browsing through or MySpace, you know, different pages and stuff. And they found someone had posted this karaoke clip And I was like, you could... It sounds like such an easy thing now, but apparently it was exciting at the time. You'd sing a song karaoke style on on this app and then upload it to your page. Tom saw this. Tom Anderson saw it. Or was it DeWolf? One of them saw it and they were like, oh, I like this. I think it was Tom. He used to be in a band. He used to sing in a band called Swank or something like that. And he was like, yeah, I like this a lot. And anyway, he called up.
That was karaoke by Swank.
He figured he found out who had made it and he flew them over to LA and...
What?
And bought the app off them. Yeah.
Right then and there. So right they have they done and it as an app or have they just done a video of them doing karaoke and suddenly they're in LA? They're like, what is happening?
No, it was an app. It was already a developed app, and so they bought it and integrated it into the MySpace thing.
Wow, that's really cool.
There's also was a self-serving advertising platform, all those profile editing tools you're talking about.
Jesus.
Security systems, privacy filters, book lists.
But they're doing it all in-house, is that what you're saying?
So, they were doing them all in-house, and it ended up...
On the cheap.
Yeah. And that they just didn't spend enough time developing them properly. So they ended up having a lot of bugs.
And
they'd just be a bit shitty, all slowing the site down further and just making it a more annoying experience for users. While Facebook has got this clean thing going on, it's fast and...
Yeah.
And you've got heaps of people from the outside developing it. Sort of, it's like opening up to the free market sort of thing. It's like MySpace was communist China. And
wow.
Is that... No, that might be wrong.
No, I thought that was... I was really waiting.
Dave's given me the don't say Mousy Dong. He's just... signal. Remember, and that signal's very specific.
Remember how hard we laughed at Mousy Dong?
Mousy Dong. Yeah, his hair... Mousy the colour has just faded. He used to be He used to be a beautiful amber dong, but...
With age. Amber turns to Mousy.
Mm. Sad story.
But dong stays dong.
Dong does stay
dong. Dong stays strong.
Hashtag dog stay strong. I remember one of the songs I had on my MySpace page. I remember a song that I had.
Back announce it.
It was Hunting Whales by The Czechs. You're on DGO.
The Czechs.
Do go on.
Do go on.
The Czechs. They supported Jet. I went and saw Jet. This is when I was in a band too, so I was kind of into rock music.
Swank?
Or like, what's I wouldn't even call it rock. Pop rock. I went and saw Jet, and I think they were a UK band called Czechs. And I had one of their songs because it made me feel like I was so in with like the indie underground music. Like you don't even know. Wow. You'd never heard of them, but I had them on my MySpace page.
Yeah, wow.
That is very cool.
Thank you.
I know, I'm still impressed.
17-year-old Jess was so much cooler than 25-year-old Jess. Mousy Dong.
I'm leaving that in out of context. In 2006, Connecticut Attorney General Richard Blumenthal.
So many fucking good names. Blumenthal?
Blumenthal.
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 Blumenthal. In 2006, Connecticut Attorney General Richard Blumenthal launched an investigation into children's exposure to pornography on MySpace.
Oh, no.
This resulted in a lot of negative media attention.
Oh, it's like Plunk all over again, whatever that one was, the Brazilian one.
Yeah, Orchid.
Orchid.
Plunk?
Plunk.
The fuck did you pull that from?
Plunk? Orchid Plunk?
No.
Oh, my God.
Where did you get Plunk from?
So
I'm going to call you Plunk from now on.
Sounds like an IKEA couch. Plunk yourself down there.
Where? Onto the Plunk? Oh, that makes sense.
No, not there. Unfortunately, MySpace were unable to fix the problem particularly well, and they really struggled to create a decent spam filter. I think I vaguely remember just more and more bullshit, and it just got more and more clogged with bots. And
I think bullshit's the correct technical term.
And bullshit.
They did try and change a lot of things.
Yes.
Towards the end, so there'd be, instead of... I remember the way you instantly message people changed a few times in like...
I don't remember instant messages. Oh, yeah, no, there was like a messaging...
So
messaging
for a while there, you'd do a status and then you started messaging and I don't know.
Yeah. You could write... It was like Facebook where you could write on each other's walls, but there was also private messages, wasn't there?
Yeah.
But I don't remember them being instant because I was still using MSN at the time Fuck, I love MSN.
Oh,
yeah,
there's MSN. A whole episode.
Around this time, their members were starting to flow across to alternative networks like Twitter and Facebook. Facebook obviously started very strong with the uni students, the college mm-hmm. students in America, but they proved to be much more successful than MySpace at attracting older users as well.
Maybe it's because it wasn't so wanky and colourful. It was just clean and...
Yeah, and...
Which at the time was boring to me.
Right.
I was like, ugh, this looks like shit.
Because, yeah, Facebook's never been that popular with kids as much, I don't think. Not like...
Well, what alternative do they have now?
The kid... Apparently, I was talking to someone recently, and apparently, like, the teenagers sort of groups are more into... I mean, this is based on anecdotal sort of stuff. But Snapchat... Yeah. And, like, these Instagram, I think, maybe. But certainly Snapchat is very popular.
So, a lot less... People. There's a lot less content. Well, it's just pictures, then.
Yeah.
They really focus on the pictures. Interesting.
Yeah, I find that interesting as well.
I prefer Facebook over all the others. Facebook and Instagram are my two favourites.
They're both the same... They're the same company, right? Facebook bought... Instagram, I think.
Yeah. For, I think, $1 billion.
Far out. Brussels sprout. In your gout.
But if you're going to try... If you're going to trust...
With a trout.
All right.
All right, mate.
No, hang on. There's got to be... I got another one.
Lout could be in there.
Get them all out. Spout, bout, flout. About.
Don't
get them all out.
Don't flout.
Mate, if we take them all, she'll stop.
Yeah, I'm done.
Grout? Have you said grout?
No.
Cool.
Sorry, Matt.
Yeah, so the Facebook's taken all the users.
Mm-hmm.
They're all going across. In 2009...
Oh, by then it's all over for MySpace, surely.
Tom Anderson and Chris DeWolf leave the company.
Leave the country? What were you going to say? They fled the country.
They were out. and they also the company also laid off 600 employees. Which is a huge chunk of...
Damn.
It was about... I think it was over 30% of their staff. Oof. In an effort to halt the site underwent drastic redesigns, but it's now thought that those backfired as people don't like change.
Yeah, for sure.
And not like constant change. So the people that were hanging around started going, oh, I mean, I liked it. The people who stayed did like it, but... So even them, they sort of fucked off. But they also try to reposition themselves as a social entertainment website rather than a social networking site.
Is that when they started to focus a lot more on like music?
Yeah, music and movies.
Yeah, that was strange, wasn't it?
Celebrities and stuff. The CEO, Mike Jones, said at the time that this meant that Facebook was no longer a rival and that MySpace was now complementary to Facebook. So you could get like a MySpace app on Facebook, I think. So you could use them both together. And they were just really trying to go like, no, they're not beating us.
Yeah, no, we're part of
Facebook aren't beating us. We're not even against them.
No, we don't even mind. Facebook's fun. Hey,
we nearly bought them in the early days.
We could have.
We chose not to.
We could have.
Oh, shit.
Fuck.
What have we done?
Fuck.
They're not making a movie about us.
No, they're not, Tom. No, they're fucking not.
Man, he takes a good photo, though. Check. You got to look at some of his photos. Very nice.
Oh, the photos he takes.
Not of him.
Of himself.
No. The one. That's what he's very attractive from behind the camera.
Great. Like my career.
It's behind the camera, not in front.
I'm going to go into directing.
In March.
Porn, mostly.
All right.
Less. Do less. Put clothes on. Go home. Go on, finish your education. That's a wrap, everybody. We're done.
I think my porn director's more of a life coach.
In March 2011, ComScore, that was that thing I was trying to say before, not Tom Petrovsky. In March 2011, ComScore released figures suggesting that MySpace had lost 10 million users in the first 2 months of 2011. 10 million.
Oh, no.
In 2 months. That's approximately... 5 million a month.
And
that's over a million a week.
And it lost a
bit. A lot.
So that was probably the peak drop. They'd lost about 30 million in the 12 months prior.
Wow.
So it really picked up, and that's just like a crazy drop. So 12 months prior to that, they had about 95 million. I think I've seen so many different figures, but I think they were peaking at over 100 million users.
Right.
So their peak has never been anything like what Facebook ended up getting to, which is way more than that. Specifically way more. Due to these numbers, advertisers that had remained with them were becoming increasingly reluctant to sign on. So they were just struggling to make anything happen by this stage, which is crazy because no one knew they still existed. Like, it's 2011.
Yeah, wow.
So it's funny that anyone was still thinking there were decisions to be made.
It's funny that they still had 10 million people to lose that
month.
Yeah,
that's right. I just thought it was... It just sort of disappeared, but it's, you know, there were people who were stuck fat, as they say.
I'm looking at MySpace now.
Oh, it is. I just looked at it this afternoon. Very different.
Very different. What is
I mean,
this?
It's still, it gets sold two more times before.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay, yep.
But we're getting towards the end. In late Feb 2011, News Corp put the site up for sale. And their reserve price was $100 million.
Oh, what? So they've had it, they've bought it for $580 million.
Yeah.
Got it up to $12 billion worth.
Yeah.
And then sold it for $100 million.
I didn't say sold it.
Oh, they asked for that.
So that was their reserve price.
Oh, no.
It's estimated.
Poor millionaires.
Yes. Don't you feel bad for Rupert?
Rupert Murdoch is really struggling.
Its estimated value at the time was between 50 and 200 million.
Right. And they were like, just give us 100. We'll
yeah, 100. Anything over 100, we'll take it. Losses from the last quarter of 2010 were $156 million.
In one quarter?
One quarter.
Oh.
Which was more than double that of the previous year. The deadline for bids was set at May 31st, 2011.
Oh, we missed it.
And they did not receive any bids.
Oh, they asked for $100 million. No one wanted it at all.
In June 2011, a couple months later, a month later.
Ruknama.
June 2011, it was announced that MySpace had been bought by Specific Media, and the sale figure has
been... Are they called Specific Media?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I thought you meant just a Specific Media.
That's $25.
$35 million.
Close. there was a five.
Isn't it funny to be in a place where $35 million is just an embarrassingly small number?
I know it is embarrassingly small.
I just want $1 million.
Such a crazy loss.
Just $1 million is all I want. I'd buy a house outright. Never have a mortgage. Set for life.
What a dream.
Could go on a holiday as well.
I'd have so much money for rent. I wouldn't miss a rent payment
good
ever.
Point.
You wouldn't
buy a house.
I would. You wouldn't buy.
It's still rent. But you could rent a really nice place.
You'd rent anything. I'm going to rent here for a year and then there for a year. You're going to buy a house like a chump.
That's a great point, actually.
I buy a house
I can move.
Ooh, moving house. A
caravan. Buying a caravan.
Got it.
That's the billionaire's dream.
Going to be a real fancy one. I'm going to tow a spa bath at the back of it.
So, Specific Media was also partnered with a man called Justin Timberlake, Juzzy T. So, he was a part owner. In 2012, JT tweeted a link to announce a redesigned MySpace, which was referred to as the new MySpace.
Oh.
It's like a new Coke. Very
those bags of Coke we were buying earlier.
Yeah, new Coke.
Guys, I got some new Coke.
Oh.
That old stuff, getting a bit stale.
Throw it in the bin.
Because we've got so much of it.
Early in 2013, the new MySpace had its sort of like a soft launch. And showed that it was featuring now...
Like my career. Soft launch into porn.
Yeah, that's not a good way to do it.
Yeah, you want a hard launch into porn, if anything.
So now the site featured written editorial content.
Great. So now they're like, we'll be a blog.
It's a little blog with radio stations and videos and stuff.
Oh, I hope that karaoke thing's still there.
There was a music player. So you could stream music from the bottom of the page.
So they're trying to do everything now.
Yeah.
Sort of. I mean, they're streamlining it a bit, but...
The new MySpace was everything.
Yeah.
What was their problem towards the end? Like, they're just having too much. They're trying to just have everything.
That launch, they were obviously trying to create a bit of buzz that day, but unfortunately the unveiling was overshadowed by Facebook's announcement on the same day that they were launching a graph search function.
Justin Timberlake's like, well, I'm pretty sure I'll be getting the New York Times and I know what'll be on page one. Graph function? What the fuck?
I hadn't even considered how fucked that is.
That's so like, who's ever used a graph on Facebook, let alone wanted to search one? But that is
can
more
you still do graphs on Facebook? I didn't even know.
That feels so much like the episode, The Simpsons, where Homer's like, "All right, finally, it's my chance. I'm going to be employee of the month," and it goes to the carbon rod.
Carbon rod. Oh, they're about to show a close up of the rod. Oh no!
The graph search function. All hail the graph search.
You'd be so pissed off. Like, who the fuck uses the graph search function? Zuckerberg's just like, I made it up.
It's not even a thing.
Fuck you.
We don't even have graphs. We still made the page one.
That's so great.
Oh, man.
That's great.
Justin Timberlake got pipped by a graph search function.
Yeah, you'd think he would have had some pull. The official launch of the new MySpace occurred in June 2013 and included... the launch of a corresponding mobile app, which provided users access to streaming radio stations curated by artists, and also you could create your own radio station and stuff. It sort of almost sounds like an early Spotify, right?
Yeah, or Apple Music
yeah, it
even
does,
now.
Yeah, but what I'm thinking is, where the fuck's the graph search function?
Yeah,
so like something. It sounds like they did have some good ideas. They just weren't able to.
Yes, but
you have to be the.
Could I search for a pie graph? At any time I wanted to.
I don't think so.
So then fuck off MySpace.
Yeah. So if this idea was represented by a pie chart, it would be red, and red equals
no.
Shit.
No, yeah.
100% shit.
Yeah. See, like, know your audience, you know? Cater to my chart needs.
Okay.
No, you cunts.
Whoa. Is that the second time ever we've...
Yeah, drop the cunt bomb. I mean, the C-bomb.
Third time ever. And of course it was inspired by a graph function, or yeah. Lack thereof.
Jeez, I mean, there's some graph function really gets people passionate.
Oh, yeah.
As part of the discontinuation of the classic MySpace and the launch of the new platform, the user content from the old MySpace was deleted. Did you know that?
It's gone.
Yeah, it's...
So apparently. Even if I logged in now, it's gone.
Apparently, yeah.
So my photos and stuff are gone?
Yeah.
Oh, that would have been like a cool time capsule.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, well, yeah. MySpace received a lot of flack from users about this. So much that they locked the discussion thread because they just couldn't handle it. This is a bit sad. Complaints on the thread described the loss of poems. Could have been your mate Bonnie. She was on there.
Oh, yeah.
Bonnie Parker. Just remember that I wrote on Josh Thomas's wall at like 16 or 17, and his show was called Please Like Me, and I wrote Please Marry Me, and he said, okay. And I was like, it's okay, you don't have to. Like, I was just kidding. And he said, no,
you're
a promise
in.
Is a promise. We're getting married. Josh Thomas said that to me, and now
so
I can't prove
engaged.
That.
Oh, that sucks. But
that would have held up in court too.
As well as poems, there are also personal notes and proposals.
That's a little section.
Photos of dead friends.
Yeah, that would be
intimate.
That's a weird thing to upload, isn't it?
But you should
photo
still,
of your dead friend.
If you've uploaded them, you probably have those photos still anyway, though, right?
I hope so.
Yeah, like if you took a photo of your dead friend
on your
dead.
On your foot.
Is that what you mean?
That's what I was. That was my joke. Did you get that, Matt?
I didn't.
It sounded a bit like. Oh, shit, Matt's died.
Straight to Facebook.
It was taught. Dave was basically saying corpses. Corpses on the... Yeah.
I get it now.
I'm so not sure if she gets it.
I'm very slow.
Look, Jess, if I had a graph search function, I could explain it, but I just don't.
Yeah, thanks, MySpace, you dickheads.
So at this still sounds like a pretty impressive number to me. But apparently, in October 2013, MySpace said it had 36 million users. There's still quite
October
a few people.
October 2013.
Yeah. So wow. They were hanging on to people still. And I've seen numbers since then that might have grown a little bit, but it's just it depends on how you count and stuff. But anyway, did you know, like I don't remember seeing this in the news, in Feb, just a couple of months ago, 2016, was announced that MySpace had been sold again. This time it was bought by Time Inc.
Oh, wow.
Do you know, like that's what? A huge company. Apparently a couple of months ago, I'm not sure how much they paid for it, but I'm imagining not a heap.
Let's guess.
$3.50.
Steep.
But they are talking it up. This is from Variety.com. Time Inc., whose media properties include People, Sports Illustrated, InStyle, and Time magazines, seem to think it can do better with MySpace than News Corp did. In a release announcing the purchase, Time Inc. said it plans to use the company's assets to target online ads, link usage on devices with people, and convert ad spending to actual sales. This acquisition is game-changing for us, said Time Inc. chairman and CEO John Ripp. Marketers...
John Ripp.
Every name
Let
is...
Let it rip.
This episode has been he yells amazing names.
All the time, like before he does anything.
You've been ripped.
Let it rip, and then he... Farts.
Of course. Well, which, of course. What top 50 CEO doesn't?
Anyway, Joe Ripp said, marketers are selecting media partners that have either data-driven capabilities or premium content. We will be able to deliver both in a single platform and will stand apart from those that offer just one or the other. What? So he's feeling confident.
So what are the two things again?
Just let it die, guys. But let is it die.
Data-driven capabilities or premium content. So the premium content, I guess, is the music and the editorial pieces and all that sort of stuff.
Mm.
And they've got a huge catalogue of music signed up. At different points, they started a record label. And
yeah, I remember there was some...
Because, I mean, their whole thing was supposedly, you know, bringing the music industry to people.
Remember Tila Tequila? Remember
yeah,
she was a MySpace artist.
Yes.
And they had her own reality show and things like that.
Yeah.
I did not remember that.
She was huge on MySpace, like had millions of friends.
I didn't know that, but and that's where she launched herself from that. I read about that researching this report, but I was wondering why she was a thing. But that makes sense. Good social media.
Yeah, huge on that. I think her songs were awful.
Right. Anyway, so I mean, right now, there's still some hope for MySpace.
Let it die.
It is crazy they just keep throwing money at it. Because I feel like the only way that these things can succeed is if they offer something that the others can't.
Yeah, so give us a little bit of that money. We offer what others can't.
Yeah. Our social network
can't
is great.
Can't or won't.
We've got three people in our social network.
That's all you need.
It's more than MySpace, possibly.
It's a network.
Top three. Mike Jones, the former head of MySpace, was interviewed by Business Insider and asked the question, why was Facebook able to dominate social media despite coming after the wildly successful MySpace? And according to him, it was simple. This is what he said. The real problem was that the world had been trained by MySpace that social networking was interesting, but the actual product had been perfected by Facebook.
Mm.
That's a clever point.
I think that's a great point.
He also said that Facebook's killer feature was that it replicated the real world by forcing people to use their real names, whereas MySpace users use pseudonyms and handles and stuff. So he thinks that, you know, it was making it like this is...
Was it not your name?
Yeah, I reckon I used my name on MySpace, but I think you didn't have to.
I might have used nicknames or...
And I think on Facebook, they're pretty strict on that. When MySpace started, the concept of giving your real name or your identity or photos to a website was considered risky.
Yeah, I reckon you're a bit more cautious with that kind of stuff because you're like, oh, where's this really
internet?
Going?
Yeah, that's right. And now we've just become so...
Yeah, now it's like, yeah, awesome.
So he was saying MySpace began the process of convincing people to move past that fear and Facebook ended the discussion.
Facebook was waiting at the finish line.
Yeah, sort of.
With a checkbook.
So they were kind of doing some of the work for them, desensitizing people to that sort of stuff. Once people had become accustomed to that idea, though, says Jones, people realized that the software needed to do a social media correctly was Facebook, not MySpace.
Mm.
The training of the world to use social networking led to the growth of Facebook, which led to the demise of MySpace, he said.
Yeah, I'd say it's, well, I think that's a really interesting point.
Yeah, it is interesting, isn't it? It's,
I think, like, that's quite, it was probably quite accurate.
Without MySpace, maybe Facebook wouldn't have.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Been what it was.
Yep.
But MySpace, I mean, they just had to make a lot of different decisions. I think Rupert Murdoch tweeted after selling it something like, when he was asked what went wrong, he said, "We basically did everything wrong with MySpace."
Really? Yeah. Wow.
They did a lot of stuff and just made a lot, yeah.
I suppose it's pretty unknown territory at the time, so yes. You don't really know what is going to work and what isn't.
And their business was, you know, newspapers and TV channels.
Yeah, like so old media.
And they were coming into...
the start of new media.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's pretty much the report. I've got... so I don't have any fun facts, but I thought I'd finish with just a short list of musicians who got their start or had a hand from MySpace in getting their start. You said Tila Tequila. She's one. Do you know any others? I didn't realize.
Humphrey B. Bear?
No.
The resurgence of Humphrey B. Bear.
Humphrey B. Bear, the silent the children's character.
Yeah, he relaunched himself as a dirty grime rapper.
Yeah. I stand by my answer.
I reckon I'll remember because I was pretty into the music scene at that time. So I think...
Minaj.
Minaj.
Nicki Minaj.
She began working as a backing singer and started putting her own music on MySpace, where it was picked up by the CEO of a New York record label who signed her.
Wow, okay, that's cool. Oh, Lily Allen, I believe.
Lily Allen got popular on MySpace, definitely.
The Wiggles.
No, not the Wiggles.
Wow, you're really... picking the wrong era.
No, I'll get it.
Skrillex, he released his first EP for free on MySpace in 2010.
Oh yeah, Sonny Moore is that guy's name.
John Lennon.
No.
Alright, close.
When Adele was still in high school in 2006, a friend posted her demo on MySpace, and soon after, someone from XL Recordings discovered the demo and offered her a recording contract, which got her started working on her debut album, 19. She became a worldwide smash.
Daffy Duck.
So close.
The final one I've got here wasn't Daffy Duck, but a good friend of Daffy's.
Okay, hang on. Yep. A good friend of Daffy's. All right.
The Arctic Monkeys, are they big on MySpace?
Yeah, I reckon... that was around the right time.
They had, like,
great clue.
Huge...
friend of Daffy Duck.
It was Avicii.
Oh, fuck you.
He originally spelt his name A-V-I-C-I. And you know how he spells it with two I's?
Yeah, but which order is it? Double I-C-I or I-C-double-I?
I think it's double I at the end. He had to add the second I because single I was already taken on MySpace.
Oh.
So that's the only reason he's spelt that weird way.
Wow.
Do you know what it means? Apparently it's named after a Buddhist hell.
Oh.
Avicii.
Avicii.
But not Daffy Duck.
No, no.
Are you sure?
Good friends of Daffy.
No, but you're sure he didn't launch his music career on
MySpace? No, I'm not sure that he didn't.
Because I remember reading that.
This list is by no means exhaustive.
It's not exhaustive.
I'm very confident.
It's exhausting.
I'm exhausting, yes. Definitely, but...
just like your career.
Yeah, it doesn't work as well. That wasn't a good one. Nice try, though.
It's the start of your career, though, Matt, that joke.
Stop doing finger guns.
Allow the Wiggles. It always comes back to the Wiggles.
Everything does.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, should we go to our beds now?
Yep.
I'm already in mine.
If only we could bring all the listeners with us.
Guys.
Yeah, I'm going to...
crawl into our big, big bed. Yeah. Sound like you're going to do some directing, was it?
I just want to get all the listeners and we'll just all... pile on like a group of puppies.
Oh,
like a little group of puppies.
We should have a sleepover here.
Sleepover with 50 million puppies. Because remember,
we have a heap.
That's our listenership.
How many people could we fit in the studio?
This one here?
No, maybe the one at the back.
The one at the back. Legally or?
Yeah.
I think we can have 60 odd in there.
High ceilings, and we double up and maybe do like bunk beds on bunk beds.
Are there any of them acrobats?
Easily.
Yeah, okay. Well, then,
statistically, yes.
Yeah. So we could probably go... I reckon we could go shoulder on shoulder. We could probably go by three. So I reckon, yeah, maybe a couple hundred.
Fuck yeah.
Well, if you want to be
How
one of those...
How squeezed in are we going to be?
Nah, cozy, but cozy. Not uncomfortable.
All right, 500.
Great.
If you want to be one of those 500 listeners, just write to us. P.O. Box, locked bag. Remember locked bag? What is locked bag? What was
no
that?
No idea. I still don't know what a locked
like
bag is.
On TV, yeah. Like at the end locked of like Disney like cartoons, it would be like,
it's always a crow's nest.
Write to us. Locked bag. P.O. Box 706.
I just always assumed it was something. Yeah, but what? I
think it's like a P.O. Box.
Maybe,
I just thought, I'm like, it's a locked bag. You know, that's just a secure mailbox.
Yeah.
You mean like every mail? Like.
But I always imagine in like a Hessian sack.
Yeah, it's a sack.
With a padlock on it.
It's a mail sack.
It's a mail sack.
The kind of thing that.
I have a mail sack.
An old school magician would.
It's a scrotum.
Be tied up in and dunked in the water.
A scrot. It's a scrot.
A bit of a scrot.
Yeah, they used to get buried in
feral
scrots.
Today. I'm so sorry. I'm also not.
You did tour Queensland and
yeah, it's changed me.
And Victoria, so
for the better or for the worse, you be the judge. Tune in next week on Do Go On Pod. That went really loud. I'm sorry.
that
hurt so much.
All right, do you want me to wrap it up? Because that really hurt.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I need you to wrap this up.
Well, that brings us to the end of another tale told by Matthew Stewart. Thank you, Matt.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks to our listener, Hayden Bevis.
Thanks, Jess.
What a guy. He sent in some good suggestions.
Yeah, my suggestion would be...
I hope hats comes out of the hat.
Me too.
That will be a great day for all of us. If you want to contribute to the hat, get one of your topics. Something you've... You want us to talk about, you can email us, dogoonpod@gmail.com.
I'd love you to pull out of the hat one time soon, Dave.
I will.
You too, Jess. You've never dipped into the hat. I do hog the hat a bit.
I will. Oh, next week, how about
do you want me
that?
To bring the hat in? I'll bring the hat in and you can dip in.
Next week, I will hat.
We'll be wearing the hat.
Your turn, then I will hat. We'll have hats back to back. Back to back hats. Hashtag back to back hats.
The hat, it's getting pretty full. I could use your help.
Emptying it out.
But if you want to keep filling up, we're on Twitter at dogoonpod, facebook.com/dogoonpod, and of course myspace.com/dogoonpod. We'll probably come up with an error message. But
you can be in our top friends.
If you would like to create a MySpace page for us,
that'd be awesome. No, I do.
With all the different colours. What colour did you want, Jess?
Blue. My favourite colour.
I'm a green man.
Green.
Blue and green should never be seen, though, unfortunately.
So unless there's something in between,
ooh,
which is Dave Warnicki's colour.
Hot pink all hot the way. Every
that's
time.
Delicious.
Every single
you know
time.
We have blue, green and yellow on our logo, yet you chose
which
hot
you
pink.
Designed.
Yeah.
I did design that.
You fucking idiot. There's no green, actually. It's just blue and yellow, isn't it?
Blue
this
and yellow.
This is so irrelevant.
But thanks so much for listening, guys. You can always review us on iTunes. That is cool. But until next week, I shall say a goodbye.
Bye.
Laters. Go to bed, fuckhead.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.